Have you ever looked in the mirror and felt like your arms defined you? That no matter what you've achieved in life, your confidence takes a hit because your arms aren't as toned, sculpted, or firm as you think they should be. If that sounds familiar, this episode is for you. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 55. I've been thinking about this all day after speaking to a number of clients who came to me with the same underlying issue. And that is they were judging themselves primarily by the way their arms looked. No matter how they were doing in life, everything came back to their arms, how they looked, how they felt, whether they were toned enough. And they were seemingly unable to get past this. I'm wondering if you can relate to this struggle and have ever had it yourself. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that you are not your arms. You may think you are, but I'm going to change your mind. Give me a few minutes here. There are so many ways to define yourself. We all have different roles in our little universes, and we are different things to different people in our lives. You may be a sister, you may be a mother, you may be a coworker, you may be a wife, you may be a partner. You are a woman or man in the world. And despite all the incredible things that you've done and that you're capable of, and all the things you bring to life, you are in the habit of defining yourself by the way your arms look in the mirror. Even worse for women, we are taught to define ourselves with a big emphasis on how we look, our appearance. So that perceived flaw, whether it's loose skin, lack of tone, or extra weight, becomes our value marker. If your arms jiggle, if they don't have the definition you think they should, you make that mean something about your worth. I want to talk about this today because this is so harmful to you to be thinking this way. Your arms are a reflection of how you've been living. They're a reflection of how you've been moving or not moving, how you've been nourishing yourself or not, how you've been loving yourself or not loving yourself. We all started out doing the best that we could to take care of ourselves. Some of you, not knowing any better, spent years putting everyone else first. Maybe your exercise routine was put on the back burner. Maybe your nutrition took a hit. When you were down, when you were sad, when you were confused, when you were anxious, you maybe learned from caregivers a long time ago that food would temporarily make you feel better. Guess what? It really does. It's temporary, but it really temporarily does make you feel better. Maybe you never learned how to train your arms properly, or you assumed that change was impossible after 50. Over time, those choices created the results you see today. And now those results keep you in a place that you don't feel good about. But here's what I need you to hear and think about today. The way your arms look right now is only a teensy tiny part of who you are. I want you to really think about this. Judging yourself solely by the way your arms look or solely by the number on the scale makes no sense. And it doesn't feel good. I really want you to wrap your brain around stopping and considering the possibility that looking and judging yourself by your reflection is no longer an option. That's my goal for you. It's not that we can't look at our behavior and look at our life and think about how we could develop ourselves to the next level, about how we could embrace some self-growth. But you guys, self-growth and self-development cannot and do not work on the premise of thinking that everything is wrong with you and your world. If your reflection looks different than you think it should be, we need to stop the judgment, and it needs to start with you. Looking at your body through a lens of judgment, as if everything is wrong, will not get you the strong, sculpted arms you want. Self-improvement cannot come from self-criticism. You can't hate yourself into having toned arms. You can be confident right now in the body you have today. You can love yourself today, not just when your arms look the way you think they should. But first, before we can stop worrying about what the world thinks of you and your reflection, you need to back up and you need to make a decision, a deep decision that you're not going to continue treating yourself poorly because of the state of your arms or your weight. In fact, and this may sound like something you really can't imagine doing or feeling, but what I'd like you to really do is make the decision to love yourself, and then the world will follow. People treat us the way we teach them to treat us. If we talk in our own heads to ourselves abusively, that will show. It will show in everything you do for yourself. And that is the message that you put out into the world. The world will take its cue from you. If you walk around ashamed of your arms, hiding them, apologizing for them, people will pick up on that. The world is just going to follow suit. It doesn't know you. It only knows what you tell it, what you put out into the world. But if you decide that your arms, no matter their current state, are worthy of love, strength, and attention, then that's the energy you'll put into the world. You may be thinking, if I embrace my arms now, I'll never change. And what I'm saying to you is that is not true. It's not true that if you stop fixating on your arms, you won't improve them. You won't be condoning everything that you did to get to this state. And it will not stop you from improving your habits, your eating, and your self-care. It won't stop you. But it will make the journey so much more pleasant. If anything, taking the focus off judgment will make the process easier. When you stop punishing yourself, you create space for real transformation. In my program, Arms by Christine, one of the things we are reminding each other is that you can't hate yourself into having strong, healthy arms. You can't hate yourself into feeling good. Let's forget about toning our arms for a minute. I'm saying that you can't hate yourself into having a good life. You can't hate yourself into being happy. I want you to begin to think that the old stories that you're telling yourself, that you'll be happy when your arms look a certain way. And right now, you're not, so there's no choice. You're just going to have to suck it up and power through it and keep your head down and work hard. And then when you get more definition, then you can be nice to yourself. Then you might consider loving yourself, but you haven't earned it yet. That kind of thinking does not work. And yet, many of you have this belief that once you earn toned arms, then you can feel proud, but not before. That kind of thinking is poison in your brain, and you are the one creating it. And I'm saying it's time to stop. It is time to put those thoughts away. If you put away that mean girl behavior inside your head, you won't stay the same. If anything, it will be easier for you to make changes because nobody likes to be beaten into submission and to be forced to do something. Let's talk about a different way to look at yourself. I want you to think about connecting to your body. That's part of what I do. That's part of what I teach. You need to connect to your body to know when to move, when to stretch, when to eat, to know when you're hungry, to know when to sleep, to know when to give yourself other types of nourishment, right? When to challenge yourself and when to rest. You need to be connected to your body. I want you to put yourself together in whatever style you want and put yourself out in the world as your best. Right now, I want you to start showing up as your best self right now. Not when your arms are more toned, not when they match some impossible standard. Right now. And then I want you to move on. I want you to unfocus on the current state of your arms. I want you to take the focus off your appearance. Your reflection is temporary. Your reflection is going to fluctuate based on lots of different factors. I want you to shift your focus from criticism to care, from shame to strength. Your arms will change as you nourish them, challenge them, and train them. But that process takes time. It's just not an overnight fix. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself. Put your best self out in the world at your current situation. But then I want you to refocus on your place in this world. I want you to start thinking about the value that you have, the value in all other different categories besides your arms. Doesn't it even sound silly to value or devalue yourself based on the state of your arms? Your value in this world is not measured by your arm definition. It's measured by what you bring to life, by how you feel, by how you show up, by how you love and care for yourself. Think about what's in your heart, what kind of person you are, what you believe, who you love, what you're capable of. Think about who you are in this world. That is where your value lies, not in whether your arms are tight or toned enough, not in whether your sleeveless top fits right. Your arms are just one part of your incredible body, and your body is just one part of your incredible life. Judging yourself by your arms, I want it to be a no for you. I want it to be a non-negotiable no, that you start looking at yourself just as a valuable person in the world. As far as we know, we get one life, and I want you to enjoy and value and appreciate this life that you have. I'm trying to give you a little dose of tough love here today to wake you up and to start looking at this issue that we're working on, our arms and weight and size, as just a problem to be figured out. That's all it is. It does not define you. And I need you to get on board with that in order to make progress in changing the state of your arms. How do you start doing what I'm talking about? How do you stop focusing on your current arms and making your happiness depend on it? How do you start shifting your focus? Well, the first thing I want you to do is start eavesdropping on the way you talk to yourself about your arms. I want you to catch your inner conversation, because your inner conversation, it's not a benign, harmless thing. It determines your level of happiness, how you think about yourself, how you talk to yourself on the daily basis, most of the time, is going to show up in your emotions. And your emotions determine what you do in this world. Imagine if you eavesdrop on what's going on in your head and you hear pretty bad name calling and bad assumptions about what kind of person you are because of the way you think you look. And then just imagine taking that conversation word for word and speaking to someone else that way. Imagine how long that person would be your buddy. Not very long. I want it to be as unacceptable as it is for you to speak that way to someone else. I want it to begin to be unacceptable for you to speak that way to yourself. Start listening. Begin to notice when you do it. You may be horrified to see that you do it all day long. Don't be shocked. I know many people who do that. And they're so used to it, they don't even realize how bad and how negative it sounds. Don't beat yourself on top of beating yourself. Just notice it, catch it. And when you do it, remember that anything you've been doing for a long time, it becomes a very ingrained habit. It becomes neurological junk in your brain. As soon as something triggers you and reminds you of how you usually think about yourself, your brain's going to come up with what you usually say to yourself, even if it's bad, even if it's hurtful, even if it's painful, even if it's wrong and inappropriate. Once you do it a number of times, your brain is going to think that's what you need, and it's going to keep giving you those suggestions. Just because those thoughts go through your head doesn't mean they're true, doesn't mean they're real, and it doesn't mean that they have any value. Catch yourself and halt. Just stop. You don't have to argue with what you're saying. You don't have to dispute it. You don't have to say, yes, but I'm a good person. Just catch yourself and just stop with one little phrase. Something like, no, no more. Or, that's not negotiable. I don't talk to myself that way anymore. Now, what if you feel judgment from other people because of your arms? First, make sure you're not imagining it. In other words, make sure that you're not projecting how you feel about yourself and assuming that the rest of the world agrees with you. Remember, people take their cue from us on what we think of ourselves. That's what they tend to think of us. Now, I'm not saying that the world we live in does not have prejudices. It does. But we don't really want to be with people who are like that towards other people. I want you to think about how much you really want that kind of person in your life. This is something that you can decide. But first, you have to be on board. The big message for today is you cannot hate yourself and try to change yourself. I would advise not hating yourself, even if you don't want to change yourself, because it feels awful. And you're in this life to be the best that you can be. Does that extend to your physical body? Sure. Yes. You want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You want to live the best life you can. But can you hate yourself until you get there? I'm sorry, but that does not work. I want you to start deciding that you treating yourself badly because your arms look a certain way is not acceptable anymore. It's just not acceptable. Here's what I want you to focus on. Start noticing the conversation. Start deciding what's okay and what's not okay. Guess what? It's not going to feel natural. It feels natural to beat yourself up. It's not going to feel natural to stop. That's okay. That's how we change, by first noticing things. That's it for today on this subject. This subject is like a big underlying subject of everything else, but please think about it. I'm trying to help you figure out how you want to feel starting now, not when your arms are better, right now. That is what will make everything else easier. See you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.